Chapter 13. Hype Village was a sprawling complex that included four levels of care. It was an exclusive facility. At entrance, a member would have to demonstrate financial liquidity and the current income or assets to assure that financial incapacity was not among those incapacities that would come with aging. Residents could have private homes or condominiums. They drove their own automobiles, went on extended vacations, sometimes kept another residence, and generally enjoyed life as they would like it. The added attraction of the gated community living in village dining privileges to supplement their own complete kitchens, the calendar of village sponsored trips and activities made it an attractive place. It also offered the promise that when additional care was required, it would be available in a variety of ways. There was the hotel-style living. This included accommodations not unlike one would get in a hotel. An added attraction of the hotel was the splendid entrance, the glass-covered passageways with handrails that almost gave it the illusion of a cruise ship, with the occasional office that seemed like cruise line offices. These residents could eat in the dining room or have room service. At this level, note was taken about how much activity engaged the resident. This was done inobtrusively and with a casual air. These residents were also allowed to come and go freely, although note was taken of it twice daily. This was when Celeste became involved with most of the people that she saw regularly. The next stages of care more resembled a convalescent center, and finally, a small hospital. Upon entrance, residents of Hype Village were assured of care for life, assuming there were no financial catastrophes. Celeste was out in the corridor. She was making her morning rounds. She held hands with people when she talked to them. She remembered what they said to her the day before. She knew the names of their children and spoke with some of those on the phone regularly. When she got a call from one of her regular children, she could always say, "This was how Mom looked today." They did not check on their fathers regularly, and there were far fewer men on the unit. Celeste was always happy to see Patricia Tallman. She was sitting up in her bed and reading. She smiled as she saw Celeste come in. "Dear girl, how nice of you to come to see me." Celeste smiled and took both of her hands. "How are you feeling?" "Well, I'm trying to conserve energy for tonight. I'm meeting with our priest and also the bishop." Patricia was also an ordained priest. She earned that distinction at the age of 79. Celeste found her a true inspiration. "And you know how meeting with men can be at any age, Celeste." "I'm sure you have handled tougher cases than these," said Celeste. "Perhaps we can have tea tomorrow, and you will tell me all about it." "I'd love that, and I want you to meet both of them, Celeste. It is high time that you and what you were able to do were more integrated into our spiritual lives." "I'd love to meet them," said Celeste. Patricia smiled. "Shall we say 2 p.m. tomorrow?" Now, it was more than a polite wish. Patricia Tallman had something up her sleeve. Celeste was game. And then she was back out into the hall, making her way to the next resident.